I want to welcome everyone that's here tonight. Open up your heart and open up your mind, open up your spirit, open up everything that you could possibly open up, because God has a word for you. And those that are listening, whether you're listening live or a recording, it's not by accident that you're hearing this message now, because it's a message in season. And in season is your season. Whether it's now or later or whenever, it's when you hear this message, you're in season. And I want to thank all those countries that are listening around the world. We are truly growing out in the nations. So please continue to tell your friends about the ministry, the website, glorytothenations.org, and spread the word. When one tells one, then they tell another, and then two tell two, and it just keeps spreading from there and there and there, and our numbers are exceeding, which I'm very grateful, because what God has done in my life is supernatural, and I have come to a new place in life, and my life is no longer my life, but it's a mission to bring out the mysteries of life and the word of the kingdom, and bring everybody, I guess, in a relationship with God. Once you have a relationship with God, you have a life. How many of us realize, or may start to realize, that life is a mystery? Okay. Well, I am the life. I'm a mystery too. But I'm also the life. And why I say that I'm a life is because of the fact that my life has dramatically changed into a different life. And my whole thought pattern has changed. So I've come into a place called faith. And I'll explain about faith in a minute. But I also wanted the world to understand that God is a mystery too. How many people realize that God is a mystery? There are a lot of people out there that can't even comprehend God. And I don't blame them, because it's like something in thin air that has no form. It's like breath. It's like the air we breathe. You know, you breathe in this oxygen, you need it. If you don't breathe in the oxygen and you hold your breath, you're going to die. Well, God is the air that we breathe, if I can make it a simple way of explaining how important it is we need God. We need God so bad in order for us to live that without God, we're dead. God is the air that we breathe. And we are all dead, actually, if we are not walking or believing in God. And, you know, the world is out there thinking that they have the right God, but they're breathing dirty air. It's carbon dioxide, it's smog, it's you might as well put your mouth on the back of a tailpipe and start breathing in exhaust fumes, and you're going to get big headaches and eventually get sick. It's called religion. It's called a figment of your imagination, of your pillow God that you can sulk in and weep in. It's your, I can't deal anymore, and I'm going to break apart, and I need help, so I'm just going to begin to start screaming out for something. God. But my God is the true living God, and He's actually life. So if I would say to you, life is a mystery, God is a mystery, life and God are the same. So life and God is the same. Sounds interesting, isn't it? Okay, well, I'll explain it. I'll get better in this, I hope. I hope and pray that I'll be able to bring some light into a dead, dark place. Because technically, we're all dead, and we need to become alive. And how do we become alive? By really an awareness, an awakening, an understanding, a knowledge. And when we come to an understanding, a knowledge, an awakening, we become alive. Things are clear. We hear clear. We see clear. We understand clear. And if we don't understand clear or know clear or see clear, then we're blind, deaf, dumb, even dead. And I would say that most of the world is walking around dead, like zombies. We're all zombies. We have a form of life, but we are still dead, clueless, not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do, not understanding our food, not understanding our air to breathe. Well, I'd like you to take a trip with me. I'd like you to take a trip up to the mountain where the air is crystal clear and it's so refreshing to breathe. And then your head is cleared. It's like going on vacation. I want to question everyone that's listening, where is your faith? And what is faith? Faith is life. Without faith, you're dead. And faith is life, and we need to have some type of faith. We need faith in order to live. If you don't believe in anything, you're not going to live. You need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in hopes, dreams. You need to have some form of faith in order to give you ambition enough to even wake up and go out to do what you got to do. So faith is a major part of your life, and faith is God. Faith is life. Without God, without faith, without life, you're dead. So if you would have to say, what kind of condition are we in tonight? Those that are listening around the world, what kind of condition are you in after I just got done explaining faith, life, God? Do you really have God? Do you really have faith? Do you really have a life? And if you can't answer to those three questions, guess what? You're dead. You're dead. You're lost and you're dead. Well, I want you to be found. Now, in order to understand this, it's called mysteries. I know the mysteries. I know the mysteries of life. And I'm here to give you the mysteries of life. My primary food in life is to hear the voice or the word of God. If I cannot hear the voice of God, I have no food. I can't eat. That's primarily my life, to hear the word of God. What is the word of God? It's not the words written in this book called the Bible or any kind of Bible or book that you guys follow in your religion. It has nothing to do with that. The word of God is literally the still small unction, anointing, the inspiration, the hope, the dream, the desire that is inside of you. That's the voice of God. I want the world to clearly understand what the voice of God is. Some people are just totally lost and they just don't understand the voice of God. Well, don't try to live life big in the beginning. Try to live life small. Start little. Start small. Just get to the point of, what do you feel like? What do you feel like doing? What do you feel like eating? What do you feel like wearing? Start feeling. There are so many people out there that just can't even feel. They're numb. Well, I can't blame you that you don't know the voice of God if you're going to be numb. We got to have some sense of ambition, some sense of drive, some sense of unction, and then build on that unction. That's called the anointing. We need the anointing in our lives. So I want to say to you tonight, where is your faith? Tie it all in. Where is your life? Where is your God? Faith, life, God, it's all the same. It all comes together. It's all a makeup of something tangible, a substance that brings into existence that don't exist. And without God, you can't breathe, you can't eat, you're not going to live. Without life, you're dead, you're walking around with no purpose. You got no purpose. What are you here for? What are you doing? Taking up space? You're breathing my air. How many people are understanding what I'm saying right now? Okay, life is a purpose. And we need to find purpose. We need to find God. We need to find faith. We have to understand and bring all this together so that we can feel confident in moving forward. Now, don't beat yourself up not understanding these mysteries. You know, the Lord says, come unto me like a little child. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to come unto me like a little child. I'm not asking you to know anything. I just want you to take a nice deep breath. How's that feel? Feels good, doesn't it? Can we start there? Can we just start enjoying the breath that we just took? You know how many times we breathe throughout the day and we take it for granted? Sometimes we don't even breathe. I got to look at some people and say, listen, can you breathe? Just breathe. You're holding your breath. Just take a deep breath. Doesn't that feel good? I want everybody to start taking a deep breath with me. Oh, man, I'm starting to feel really good now. Take another one. Do it with joy now. Just start putting that joy in you. You know what you're doing? You're taking in life. You're taking in some knowledge of life. You're taking in mystery. You're taking in faith. You're beginning to have a relationship with God. Your awareness is starting to come to you as, oh my God, I'm alive. I can actually begin to breathe. Do you know we get so caught up in the cares of the world that we can't even take a breath? We take short breaths. If I could observe, which I do, I observe, and I take an observation of certain individuals around me, they're like this, breathing. It's like, why are you taking 150,000 little breaths? Why don't you take like a nice deep one and then another nice deep one? Because they're so consumed, they're running around. You know how a person actually runs and they run a mile, and after a while they're like breathing really hard? You know? Believe it or not, that's you. You don't even realize it. Half the time you're not even breathing. It's either you're breathing really quick or you're not breathing at all. Have you ever noticed where you'd be sitting there and you haven't breathed? It's like, and you hold your breath, and then you remember, oh, I gotta take a breath. I'm trying to bring a point out that you're not connected. You're not together. One part of you is over here, and another part of you is over there. We got to come together. We got to bring ourselves in so that we have purpose. We need a life. We need to begin to acknowledge the life that we live. How much goes by you and you don't even see it? Today went by. How many things went by you today that you didn't even see? How many people spoke to you and you didn't even hear? That's called deaf, dumb, and blind. We are programmed as zombies to walk around in a cloud of somewhere or somehow, and we're missing life. We're not getting our inner being. We don't know who we are. We don't even remember the air we breathe. We're at a point where we're faithless, lifeless, and we have no God. Now, the reason why I say this is because God doesn't exist, but He does exist. Just like the air that we breathe, Are you acknowledged in the breathing? Do you even understand how many breaths you took for the day? No. So if our awareness isn't in life, how is our awareness going to be in God? You don't see your life. You can't see God. If we can't have an awareness of who we are, and we're tangible. I mean, I can touch you, I can squeeze you, I can talk to you, yet we miss the whole day. We're not even acknowledged in the little things, the simple things. It all passes by us because we're not together. Our minds have separated us from our heart. Our minds are somewhere else, zooming around, and I'm going to tell you what caused the division. Cares. The cares of the world has caused us a separation from life. The cares of the world has separated us from God. God's always been around us. It's like someone standing right next to you and you don't even see them. Oh my God, how long have you been here? I didn't even notice you walk in the room. Well, that's like God. We have no clue because our life is not together. And it's all boiled down because of cares. Worries, fears, anxieties, cares. Now, you can have concerns, and I said this before. Please don't get confused with concerns and cares. Cares strip you from acknowledging the air we breathe, acknowledging the fact that we need guidance and help, and everyone is looking for guidance and help and direction and support when it's all inside. Everything that we need is all within. It's just like the breathing air. It's like, I need air. I feel smothered. I feel choked. How many of us today, tonight, those that are listening, feel choked? Feel like they can't breathe. Feel smothered. Oh, I'm so bogged down. I got all this stuff to do. I'm so, I can't breathe. You're dead. You're lost. And why? Because you got cares. Listen, you can do everything that you're supposed to do because one of the truth promises is God will never give you more than you can handle. The problem is you and the cares. You're like, I can't breathe. I got all this stuff to do. Well, it's because you don't have God. It's because you have no life. It's because you're dead. I want to waken you up so that you can throw away cares. Because cares really is the death of your life. God says, cast all your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. You know, we got to learn how to breathe. We got to learn how to breathe the air of God. Acknowledge it, and then you can say, God's with me. When you can't acknowledge the breath that you take, how are you going to acknowledge God's with you? I'm going to make this real simple. We feel alone, though, don't we? Sometimes we feel all alone, don't we? Well, as soon as we begin to start acknowledging the air that we breathe, then you'll begin to start acknowledging the still, small voice that's inside of you. That's my purpose. My purpose is for you to find the real, true, living God. To lead you to the truth, to lead you to the living life of God. And a lot has to do with acknowledge, awareness. A lot has to do with the simplicity of those things around you so that you're not so consumed. It's like this. This is the vision I have right now. It's like somebody spoke to you because you asked for a pencil. Here it is. I got the pencil and laid it down right in front of you. And then 2 minutes later, you're calling that person's name and saying, "Have you gotten the pencil yet? I'm waiting for this pencil." And it's like, "Dude, I just got done telling you. Here it is. And I even laid it in front of you. It's laying right there. There it is. Oh, yeah. Here it is." Has anyone caught themselves in a place like that before? Okay, that's signs. They are signs to say that you're dead. That's a sign saying that you have too much care. Somewhere along the line, you're putting yourself in the world. You're putting yourself in a place where it's consuming your life. God will direct your footsteps. God will lead you. You won't miss anything. Somehow along the lines, you're separating yourself from God. You're not allowing yourself to be led. You're not allowing yourself to be guided. You're lost. And you're lost because of all the cares. You're lost because of all the weight that's on your shoulders. Oh, I got so much to do and so little time. Some of us might have to simplify our lives if we got so much care. Throw it all away and start all over again. Are you willing to find God? Or do you want to try to hold everything up that you possibly think you can hold up? You know, life is a mystery. And life doesn't stop. It ticks. Tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. We need to begin to start coming to this place and understanding. If we don't have any understanding, we're going to die. But this is a mystery. Now, Paul, there's a guy in the book here. This book is called the Bible. And there's a guy in this book. And this book is a mystery. But there's a guy in this book called Paul. And he said these words, "I count it all dung so that I can know him the more." I think we need to start in faith. You want a life? Do you really want a life? Do you really want to know your purpose? Do you really want to know why you're here? Do you really want to accomplish the things that God has created you for? Some of us reached a certain age that we missed it. Some of us are young where we didn't miss it. Some of us are at that pinnacle point where we can miss it. You know, we're all in different transitions of life. So we got to accept the fact where we are. Don't regret from yesterday, because it's not your fault not knowing God. It's the truth. It's not your fault. You cannot find your purpose without finding God. If I tell you your purpose without a relationship with God, might as well just throw your purpose out the window, because you're going to go around in circles chasing your tail. You're not going to have anybody to lead you. You're not going to have anybody to guide you. God is the one who leads us and guides us and directs us in all of our ways. He's the one that gives us life. He is life. He's the mystery of life. And without God, you have no life. But let's take God out of it for a moment. He is the main source, but I'm going to bring God in it without you even realizing I'm bringing God in it. Because God is faith and God is life. So, if I asked you, do you have a life? I guarantee me, your comment is going to be, yeah, but you're only saying that because you don't want to look like you don't have a life. But if you're honest with yourself, you're going to break down and say, no, I don't have a life because I really don't know what I'm driven to. I don't even know what I really want. Nor do I even know how to get it. I may know what I want, but I don't know how I'm even going to get it. How's it even going to happen? You don't have anything. You don't have a life. Because you're not bringing faith in. You see, you're not bringing God in. When you have God, it's like this. Silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, rise up and walk. You see, there's something in God, something in the truth, something in life that you already know you have it. It's like believing in yourself. If this is something that you want, if this is something that you desire, why do you doubt? You doubt because you really don't have a relationship with God. So you have no life. If you had a relationship with God, then you wouldn't doubt. You would have faith. You would believe. And then if you believe, then you can call the storms to stop. And they will stop. You can go down to the lake and pick up the fish and pull the coin out of its mouth and pay Caesar what is due Caesar. You know, there's doubt in our heart, and the only reason why we have doubt is because we don't have any faith. The reason why we don't have any faith is because we have no life. The reason why we have no life is because we have no relationship with God. How simple was that one? Pretty simple, wasn't it? Now, let's say you're over here saying, all right, I get it. I get it. I want it now. Where do I start? Okay, this is where you start. Are you ready? Are you ready to start? Really, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you your whole entire life. At least the one you think you have. It's going to cost your whole entire dead life. Your carcass. It's going to cost you your carcass. Are you ready to lay your dead bones down so we can call those dead bones alive and have them resurrected? Because that's really what you got to do. You got to die. You got to pick up your cross daily and follow him. You got to die. You got to put a halt on the whole entire world. You got to say to yourself, I'm dead. You have to first admit the fact that you're dead. You have to first admit that you have no purpose. You have to first admit that you have no God. You have to admit that you have no faith. You have to admit. That's some people have a tough place. You know why they can't do it? It's called the pride of life. They can't do it because they have the pride of life. They can't accept the fact that they've been walking around dead all this life, all this time. Are you kidding me? Are you trying to tell me everything I've done was in vain? Are you trying to tell me that everything I did wasn't really what I wanted or what I desired? Well, it could have been. You were probably heading in the right direction, but have you ever obtained it? Have you ever reached it? How many things did you get involved in and then the door closed on you? How many things did you start and it never finished? Where is your life? We're all losers. Let's be real. Don't call me a loser. Okay. Listen, I believe that there are greatness that could be greater. I'm going to say that you're great, but you could be greater. Why settle? If you can be honest with yourself and you tell me, are you happy? Because when you finally come to the glory, when you come to that place where God has intended for you to be, where you come to that place of purpose and you enter into your creation, that your Creator created you, you get a peace and a joy that surpasses all understanding. Do you have that? If you don't have it, then you didn't come into glory. You didn't come into the creation the Creator has created you. And that's why you feel the way you feel. That's why you're lost. I'm only here not to put you down, but here to get you awakened to realize so that you can stop living the way you're living and begin to start afresh and anew. You know, for some people, it's very difficult to start fresh and new. They're afraid. And you have every right to be afraid. Can you imagine being 40 or 50 years old and starting something all over again? It's easier when you're younger. I encourage those to walk in this truth fast when they're young. When they're older, it's a lot more difficult. But we serve a God that has miracles, signs, and wonders. And then we have to be realistic about our hopes and dreams, because we could be carrying hopes and dreams, a life that we never have had, still carrying them, hoping that they will come to pass or come to fruition. Those are the things that I'm going to have to ask you to bury them when you bury yourself. So that when you come to resurrection, when you come to a new life, you have a new purpose. Some of us need a new purpose. I can't have a purpose that I wanted to do when it came into me at age 16 or age 20, and now I'm 50, wanting that purpose to still come alive. Some people might disagree with what I'm saying. You can disagree all you want. But the truth remains. God is truth. Has anyone missed a train or missed a bus or missed an appointment? Okay, so it's possible to miss that, huh? Okay. Well, that's the same thing. It's possible that you missed the train. The train gets a rolling on and you missed it. The train went by. And you're waiting around for that train to come back. We got to accept the fact that there are times where we miss things. And it's not a bad thing. We're not going to be held against us because we missed it. We're just bringing more torment in our lives with regret, with still hoping and waiting for the train. When, and here's a mystery, and I love this part, because as soon as you come to the truth sets you free. And when the truth sets you free, it puts in a fresh and a new life. The problem, what we're doing, is we're hanging on to a dead carcass. Dragging a dead carcass around. We need a new life. We need new life. And you're not going to be able to experience the new life because you're dragging around a dead carcass. You don't know what it's like to have a new life. It's almost like being born again with a new vision, a new dream. He'll do exceedingly abundant beyond what you can comprehend or imagine. I'm not here to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm here to get people a new, a fresh, a life. Do you want to carry around a dead carcass, or do you want something alive and living and fresh? It's up to you. If it was me, I would cut the cord off the dead carcass and I would leave it behind, and I would open up my heart and say, okay, God, I'm ready for this new life, this new purpose, this new dream, this new hope, because it's fresh, it's alive. You don't know what it is. All you know is a dead carcass that you're trying to get up. Get up. Live. I want to try to get you to be born again. And you're tying yourself out. Picture it. Picture yourself dragging around a dead carcass. And you're over here trying to encourage it to stand up. Stand up. Come on. Come on. Pulling it with a leash. Let's go. And then how about the stink around it? The stench. Whew. And the longer you're dragging this carcass around, the longer it stinks. I don't know about you, but I would get rid of that carcass really fast. It's life. Listen, I didn't make this up. It's a mystery. It's a mystery of true life. Now, those that are young, this might not pertain to you because you're young. Maybe your carcass is sick. Maybe it has a chance to, you know, get well. Maybe it has a chance to rejuvenate itself and get it alive. But some of us could be dragging around some dead carcasses, trying to resurrect something dead. Now, I want you to be open-minded. Okay? Because a lot of times, God won't eliminate the dead carcass. Okay? He'll modify it. He'll bring it alive. But it might have different kind of hair on it, you know? Might have a different kind of spunk to it. Might have a different type of personality to it. Maybe you were dragging around a field goat, and here you resurrected a mountain goat. You know, a whole different breed, but it's still goat. How many people understand what I'm saying here? Okay? I just want you to begin to start saying to yourself, I got a dead carcass that hasn't come alive. I'm going to let it go. And then I'm going to say to God, all right, God, I want you in my life so that we can have a resurrection. Because God is the only thing that resurrects our life. But you don't know God. You got to cast your cares. There's a care that's hanging on your carcass. As soon as you begin to release the cares, you cut the cord on the carcass. As soon as you open up your heart and say, okay, God, and you start breathing, and maybe getting aware of the pencil that was placed in front of you, and you're not asking for it again, and you start getting your awareness back, and you start breathing, and you start finding God, and you enter into His rest. Now, this might take a week, it might take a month, it might take a year, it might take 2 years, but you gotta start. You gotta start. Until that awareness and that breath comes, and that relaxation comes, and you come into peace, and you know that your life isn't over, but it's starting anew. Then all of a sudden, God starts putting a freshness inside of you. Focus on the freshness. Don't go back and try to dig up the grave. Focus on the fresh and the new. Focus on the things that are starting to happen in your life. Don't go back and dig up, thinking that you got to resurrect something that's dead. Don't go back and go for the dead carcass and then go dragging it around again. How many of us here tonight understand where we're going? Where is our faith? Where is our newness of life? When we come to this place, the only reason why you're hearing my word, the only reason why you're hearing my voice, those that are listening right now, the only reason why is you reached the point in your life that you're searching. That you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You want something new. You're already telling yourself. You're already saying to yourself, I want a new life. You're already, the red flags and everything else are coming up and speaking to you already. So let me encourage you to follow through with it. Cut it off. Let it go. It's only bringing death. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Cut it off. Just let it go. I want you to find my God. My God is fresh. My God is new. My God is life. My God is truth. My God is joy and peace and righteousness. Receive the kingdom of God tonight. Righteousness, peace, and joy. You didn't do anything wrong. You being sick and tired is not your fault. You being lost is not your fault. I look at it as the grace of God that you're found tonight. I look at it as it's the grace of God that you're hearing my voice and you're finding a life now. Without this, without hearing my voice, you would still be dead. It's just the way it is. No one is telling you to wake up. No one is telling you the mysteries of life. No one is giving you direction. You keep beating the dead horse. You keep beating the dead carcass. You got to stop beating the dead carcass. You got to stop and throw the cares away. I'm not saying, you know, toss your dreams in the toilet and flush them. I'm just saying it starts with the cares. And then when God begins to start leading you, entertain and focus on the freshness. And watch where it leads you and guides you. If you don't focus on the freshness, if you don't start focusing on the door that is open to you, if you don't start focusing on the opportunity that is in front of you, and you keep dragging the carcass, you're going to miss it. The train's going to go by again. And then you're going to be wondering, what is going on in my life? I'm so dry and I'm so thirsty. I need a drink. Please, tonight, tomorrow, there's going to be a newness. Tomorrow, there is an opportunity that's going to come to us. Those that are listening to me now, it's over now. Everything is over. Now, I want you to begin to say, it's over. It's done. It's over. It's done. That chapter has been closed. Now, God, let's go. Faith, come with me. Breathe. And I want you to be aware of your breath throughout the day tomorrow. Right now, be aware of your breath. Don't worry about tomorrow. Throw tomorrow's cares away. There's going to be opportunity that's going to come to you now. God is going to open up doors that no man can shut. How many believe? Hold on to that faith. Don't go back and drag your carcass. Don't go back to the dead carcass. Don't go back and worry about yesterday. Don't go back. Be fresh. Be opened. Be open-minded. See, right now, you're at a place where you're adamant, stiff-necked. You're set. Some of you have tried so hard to resurrect your hopes and dreams, and you're set. Break that box, because it's not the way you think it's going to happen. It's not the way you think it's going to take place, because your thoughts were connected to the dead carcass. Your thoughts were connected to the old. God wants to do exceedingly abundant beyond what you can comprehend or even imagine. You had it all figured out, but it was figured out with the dead carcass. You're the God. You're not letting God be the God. You think God was with you. You think God was working with you, but God doesn't work with the dead. He works with the live. My God is a living God. He's alive and living, and he works with the life. Trust me on this. It's a mystery. Now, I'm not saying that you have to throw away the color. I'm not saying that you have to throw away the object. I'm saying you got to just drop it. And then walk with God. Let the opportunities come. Let the doors open up on its own with God. But you want it like yesterday. Listen to me. You're not breathing. You need to begin to breathe in the midst of this. You might have to sit there with no ambition, no dream, no vision, no nothing for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a year. Who knows? Are you willing? But I'm saying God's a gracious God and he's a loving God. And he'll begin to open up opportunity. And then you entertain the opportunity. He might have you sit there because he's testing your faith. He knows that you don't see anything going on, and right away you want to go right back to digging up that dead carcass. You can't sit and wait upon the Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord shall be mounted up with wings like an eagle. They shall not faint. Oh, hallelujah. And they shall not weary. It's a mystery. Life is a mystery. And if you don't know the mysteries, you can't get through. But I'm here to tell you the mysteries. Those who believe and hear my words, they shall be saved. If everybody's head could bow for a moment. Before I pray, I'm going to prophesy. I believe everybody in this room And everybody that is listening is coming into a new life. And that's why God has you hear this word now. I believe that there is a chapter in your life that God wants to close. That's your dead carcass. Your life is no longer going to live the way it lived. Your life is no longer going to be led the way it was led. It's going to be new, if you're willing. God will walk with you if you're willing to walk with Him. God will speak to you if you're willing to listen. God will direct you in all your ways if you're willing to be directed. It will take faith. Faith is a gift. It's given to you if you're open for it. If you're willing to receive the words that I say and rest and acknowledge the air that you breathe and begin to acknowledge that there is a God who loves you, you will come into this new chapter in your life. If you live with unbelief and can't focus in the breath that you breathe, and you're so encamped in the cares of your world, you will miss the train. How many here are ready for that new chapter? Just open up your heart right now, because He's going to pour your spirit out right now. He's going to pour His spirit on you and give you the strength for that new chapter. His promise is He will never leave you or forsake you. You will not be alone. He will give you the strength and the courage that you need. Darkness is going to try to encamp around you and make you think negative thoughts, that it will never work, because darkness wants you to carry the carcass. The vultures want to see you pick at the dead bones. But God has mounted up you as an eagle, and an eagle doesn't eat dead meat. Father, I thank You, Lord. I thank You for Your revelation of life. I thank You, Lord, that You've given us an opportunity to know the mysteries, and that how we were dragging a dead carcass all our life and never even knew. Father, I thank You, Lord. Some here You're making well. Some here You're resurrecting. Let us be open-minded with peace. Let us know that You have taken our life now because You allowed us to hear this word. And because we're hearing this word now, we can hold on to our faith to believe, because Your word is living. If we weren't here tonight to hear this, if we weren't here, whether in our car, our living room, in the office, wherever we may be, hearing this voice, we wouldn't be able to have the faith to believe. But because we're hearing now Your word, we can say in our hearts, we have faith. So, Father, as we move forward, let us be able to know how to see the air we breathe and enter into your rest. Teach us how to cast the cares away so that we're not drawn back to the carcass. So we're not influenced like the vultures and want to go pick at the bones. But that we take the form of the eagle. Give us strength, I pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Amen. I have a word for everyone that's in this place. It goes with everyone. There's a chapter in our lives that are closing. That's just the way it is. Accept it. There's a new opportunity that's coming. It's frightening. It's scary. Financially, we're thinking, oh my God, because a lot has to do with finances. But God wants to show himself to you. He wants to let you know that there are funds stored up in heaven waiting for you. He wants you to know that he's going to provide the need and not worry or have fear. The problem is we can't see. But who knew that when Jesus asked the man to go to the lake and catch a fish, that there was a coin in the mouth to pay Caesar? No one knew. There are treasures that are stored up in heaven that are for you. And in that, those treasures are given by faith. And when we live in the kingdom, those treasures are in the kingdom. They're not in the world. In the world, you'll have troubles and sorrows and miseries. But in the kingdom, you'll have riches, peace, and joy. God is saying, I'm encouraging you. All that you can do, focus on these things. Meditate on these things. You have done nothing wrong. Nothing. The new life that you're living is fresh and new. The old life, the one that you missed the boat, the one that you missed the train, the one that you missed the opportunities, the ones that somehow or another robbed and stole and done all those things, it was because you were in the world. That life does not exist anymore. You have a new life. Come unto me like a child. You have done nothing wrong. Focus on the good, peace, and joy. Build yourself into the kingdom. Get established in that. Renew your mind. You did nothing wrong. You're a new creature, new day, new opportunity, new life, new dream, new hope, new mission. Everything is new. The old things have passed away, never to be brought back up again. You were once this, now you're going to be that. You were once this, now you're going to be that. You were once doing this, now you're going to be doing that. And don't worry, because God says, when you're in the kingdom, you receive the inheritance that is due to you. The only thing that you need to do is come into the kingdom. Because in the kingdom is where your inheritance is. It's not in the world. It's in the kingdom. Place your heart and your mind in the kingdom, and you'll be set. Believe by faith. It's a mystery. And in that faith, you will see my God. My God will show up. He will show himself with signs and wonders and miracles. And the more that you're in the kingdom, the more you will see my God. And my God will reveal himself, and you will become personal with him. This is the mystery. This is the truth. This is the life. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Thank you, world, for listening. God bless. And I'll see you later. Amen.